USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Running away from their responsibilities, Texas Democrats fled the state to Washington, D.C. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Democrats are leaving town and skipping their responsibilities to prevent a vote on a Republican-backed elections bill. Party officials tweeted the lawmakers are risking arrest by leaving the state to keep the Texas House from having a quorum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says there's a lot of bluster regarding this Texas voting law.
The rhetoric here outstrips what's actually being done. Let's look at the Texas bill. The existential threat to voting is by saying we can't have 24-hour voting or drive-through voting. That's an existential threat when, in addition, you're adding more days of early voting, you're adding more drop boxes. That's all in the Texas law.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, many of those Texas House Democrats visiting Washington, D.C.,
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will appear on recall ballots without his Democrat Party label after losing a last-minute legal fight Monday. A 2019 law that Newsom signed allowed elected officials who are the targets of recalls to list their party designation. But Newsom's legal team failed to respond to the recall petition in February 2020. The judge said the court is not persuaded. A new Gallup poll shows where Americans stand with COVID-19 protocols. Dan Naraki reports.
A new Gallup poll shows that Americans have already moved on from social distancing. The poll conducted in June showed that less than one in five Americans said they were completely or mostly isolating themselves from people outside of their household. Nearly half of respondents said they've made no attempt to isolate themselves at all. Other results in Gallup's monthly COVID survey show that 59% of Americans said that their social life was back to where it was before the pandemic, with 49% saying their personal financial situation had also returned to normal.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden is starting to recognize the spike in violent crime across America.
We know there are some things that work, and the first of those that work is stemming the flow of firearms used to commit violent crimes. Our strategy provides, including funding for law enforcement through the American Rescue Plan, for states, cities, and to be able to hire police and pay them overtime in order to advance community policing.
Congressman James Comer, the Kentucky Republican, tells Fox News the proposals by the president is not going to be enough to win against violent crime.
No, this has been an issue that's plagued all of the Democrat Party over the last 12 months. This is an issue that I think Americans are outraged by. Crime is on the rise. The Democrats have had the absolute wrong position with respect to law enforcement, and we're seeing the consequences of that in the areas where they have called for defunding the police. These are the areas where we've seen a massive increase in crime. So now Joe Biden's finally getting the memo. He's trying to lead his party, but his party's in every direction on this issue. I hope that our country can realize that we have to have law enforcement to combat crime. We need to respect law enforcement, and obviously we need to fund our law enforcement.
The Stanley Cup will unfortunately be leaving Tampa Bay for a few days. In a bit of humor, the Stanley Cup will be traveling to Montreal for repairs. There's no word on how the cup became damaged. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.